Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
From the most visited tourist destinations in the country to a harebrained scheme at the Ploughing Championships, Breakfast Briefing presenter Shane Beattie is with me to tell us about all the stories from across the country that just didn't make the headlines this week. Shane, I have to say, I was listening to the show on Tuesday. I was on my way out to Ireland AM to do the papers, and I thought you did an excellent programme.
Oh, thank you very much.
Yeah. I just thought I'd compliment you.
I appreciate that. And I was just admiring the lovely coat that you're wearing.
Oh, thank you very much.
Gorgeous as well. We're always this nice to each
other. I know. Yeah, well, we are this nice to each other because it is National Compliment Day.
Yeah, so we Irish are brutal at taking compliments.
Yeah, we are, aren't we?
Own it more. Yeah.
Actually, we don't give them enough either.
True, but I think we're better at giving compliments than taking them. Whether we mean the compliments we give, I'm not so sure. But at least we're better at giving them than taking them. Because I would dismiss everything. Like, you could spend a bomb on a suit and someone goes, oh, I love your suit. Oh, this old thing.
This, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Usher G's, I got that was on sale.
Yes.
I mean, like, they're practically giving it away. I know, we are funny for that.
Yes.
Plans for the weekend?
You'll be thrilled by this. I'm going to your home county on my holidays.
Go on, where?
Yes, I'm going to Glenties for a few nights.
What? Right, go on.
Bring
why?
The dog, little cottage up a mountain.
Oh, you're doing like an Airbnb.
Yeah, little hot tub. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Oh, you finally find your hot tub that allows dogs.
Yes.
Shane,
yes.
This has been your dream.
Yeah, it looks gorgeous. I'm hoping the weather plays ball. It's nice here today. I'm expecting some level of rain because it is Donegal, but hopefully get some nice beach walks and things in.
Oh, well, I'll have to give you a recommendation.
Yeah,
you are going to have a ball.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
I'm delighted you finally found your dream. So it's a little, is it like a holiday? You know, the movie, The Holiday, that type?
Kind of is. It's totally by itself. Yeah, totally by itself. So I'm really looking forward to it. That's my plan.
Well, if you meet Shane Beattie on the on the roads, do say a big hello. Well, then this is especially for you.
Casinos, chicken ranches, I legalise them all. We'd have our own Las Vegas in the hills of Donegal. Yeah, Las Vegas in the hills of Donegal.
I should have played that song before you told me. If I'd have known you were going to my home county. Go on.
I finally get to see the Las Vegas of Donegal, the hills there.
I know.
I was mentioning their lovely beaches near where I'm staying. I may not be jumping into the water though. There's always something in the water in Donegal, constantly when we're doing these stories. The latest is that a beach walker claims to have captured footage of a mythical sea creature off the Donegal coast that's like the Loch Ness Monster.
Stop, I don't even want to listen to this now.
Dean Beattie, who's no relation to me, has recounted his encounter with a peculiar long-necked beast which was spotted just a few dozen yards from the shore. Now, he managed to film the apparition for a brief moment on his phone. However, suddenly the phone died, so we don't have proper footage of it because for some reason the phone died just as he took it out to film this odd creature. However, there is a short clip which reveals what seems to be a large serpent-like creature with its head protruding above the water. The Mirror reports that Mr. Beattie said it looks exactly the same as the original pictures of the Loch Ness Monster. He says it definitely wasn't a swan or a seal or anything like that. Then they got a Loch Ness Monster on to give his view, and he says, I'm honestly not sure. Even in slow motion, it's hard to make out. It does resemble the famous surgeon's photo of the Loch Ness Monster, but it's difficult to make out. So perhaps there's a relation of the Loch Ness Monster in Donegal, or not.
I'm not able for this story.
Maybe there's not. By the way, if you're wondering about Nessie itself, last month a father and son reported feeling significant thumps on the underside of their canoe from a large object in Loch Ness.
Pretty serious story in Carlow this week. And actually, I didn't hear about this at all.
Yeah, I know. And that's why we wanted to highlight it today. It's a shocking story. And really, you're talking about the lowest of the low in society with this story. A daycare centre providing care to elderly people in Carlow has been targeted by thieves for a second time in a month. This is Tullow Daycare Centre, which was broken into sometime between Monday evening and Tuesday morning of this week. And the bus was stolen. And it says on it, the Tullow Daycare Centre, all over the bus. And someone decided to rob it. So they're appealing for the public's help in tracing down the culprits. We have the reg. It's 11WX3387, a Peugeot Expert bus. And obviously contact the guards if you've seen anything. But a month ago,
in Carlow as well.
Yeah, in the same place. A number of items, including an electric lawnmower, a power washer, a toolbox, two leaf blowers and a drill, were taken from Tullow Daycare Centre as well.
Desperate.
So let's hunt them down. Hopefully we can find this bus. But as I say, you want to be a scumbag to do something like this.
It's absolutely desperate.
To a daycare centre.
This scheme at the Ploughing Championships.
Yes, so we're going to Laois for this next story, and prayers are being said for the swift return of the missing relic of Carlos Acutis, who's a beloved teenage boy who's soon to be canonised. So we've a lock of his hair, which was kept in a small black relic box, but it's after vanishing from a table at the Ploughing Championships.
Accidentally, or...?
Well, this is what we're not sure of. So right. Father Brian Shortall had borrowed the relic to bring it to the ploughing, and he said when he turned his back momentarily, the relic vanished. Now, he likes to say it was inadvertently taken and it wasn't robbed. He doesn't want to think that someone would rob it.
We'll give them the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah, a lot of people milling around the ploughing. He has contacted Gardaí about it, and he believes that the relic may have been moved by Carlos Acutis himself, the teenage boy. He thinks that maybe Carlos wanted to go and bless somebody, and that's it, and that's where the lock of hair is. No more about it. The main thing, anyway, is they want to get it back. Gardaí say they've no reports of any incidents matching this description.
Well, if you have it, please return it. If I close my eyes now, I think I'm in some fabulous spa shape.
This is what I'd be doing in a hot tub in Donegal. This is Cork for our next story. Lovely calming music there. And the story's from Cork Bio, who writes that when his father John's ash trees were devastated by the dreaded ash dieback disease, 25-year-old beef farmer Harry Smith had the bright idea to use the sudden surplus of wood as fuel for a unique business venture. And the business is going from strength to strength.
Good.
So he's turned the field on the family farm into a hidden sauna, a place to relax and rejuvenate while surrounded by the natural beauty of East Cork. You can do sauna sessions there, fitness classes and more. And it's all wood-fired. So it's a wood-fired sauna using the wood that was gone with the ash dieback. Also, they are looking at bringing in other things like hot tubs as well, powered by the wood. And also on site is a bright, airy studio space and a plunge pool with fresh water.
Now
that'll wake you up.
Yeah.
That'll absolutely wake you up. So it's nice to see that you can have some positive out of ash dieback devastates farms around the country. So this is a unique way of dealing with it.
Finally, the best, the most visited tourist attractions of the country.
Yes, we go around.
Where are they?
We go around the regions for a regional roundup. Dublin's Guinness Storehouse is the country's most visited paid attraction. Never a surprise, it's always number one.
No, I've never been.
I've never been either. I don't
Right, we have to do a day out.
Yeah. You don't have to drink Guinness either.
No, I don't drink Guinness, but we'll have to see it. That's a disgrace that we haven't seen.
I know, and
right.
That's only one part of it is getting the pint.
So we'll do that.
Okay. I'd love to see it because people around the world see it and we haven't seen it. And they got 1.5 million visitors last year. It's cost between 20 and 30 euro to get into the Guinness Storehouse. However, the home of Guinness isn't Ireland's most visited attraction because that is actually the Phoenix Park in Dublin.
Well, thankfully we've been there, I'd say.
That recorded almost 2 million visitors last year. So the top 10, Phoenix Park number one, Storehouse number two, Cliffs of Moher is in third, Dublin Zoo's fourth, then the National Gallery fifth, sixth is the Book of Kells in Trinity, seventh is Kilkenny Castle Parklands, eighth is Emerald Park in Meath, ninth is Castletown House in Kildare, and 10 is Imma in Dublin.
The last three I haven't been to. I have to get to. And do you know where I was last night for the first time in my life? Again, embarrassed to say, the National Concert Hall.
I've never been
there. It's a fabulous venue.
God, we need to get out more. I've never been there either.
Right, we're going to do a little tour of Dublin, the pair of us someday.
That's a great idea.
That's a day out for us. Shane Beattie, have a great weekend
in my
home county. Enjoy Glenties.
Thank you.
You'll
very
have
much.
A ball. Shane Beattie, of course, Breakfast Briefing presenter, will be with us on Monday from 6.
I'll tell them while you're asking for them.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday. On News Talk.